And we are joined on the phone right now from out in New York, Jeffrey Brick. Jeff is the owner of Big Kahuna Foods and is going to be marketing a rather unusual product at this coming, this year's New York State Fair, which starts in about 20-some days. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. I want to apologize. I told you I'd give you a call about an hour ahead of time to remind you, and I totally forgot to do that.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad I can be able to be on the air with you right now.
I need somebody to remind me to remind me. I was saying to my co-host Buck a little earlier that state fairs are perhaps the generator of more unusual foods than anywhere else that we've got, but I don't think I've ever heard of anything quite like the donut burger or the Big Kahuna, which is a quarter-pound burger with cheese and all the trimmings if you want it, between slices of a glazed donut. How did you come up with this?
I saw it done down south in North Carolina at the state fair last year, and I also saw it at the New England State Fair in West Springfield, Massachusetts last year as well. So it was, you know, it's been marketed at two places in the past. Both have its own spin. One predominantly uses Krispy Kreme as its donut down south. The one locally up north in New England, the fair itself promoted it for themselves. So I just knew nobody was doing it in New York, and I think the New York State Fair is a great source of, capitalize on a million people during a fair. And we've been there for a long time, and I thought it'd be a good spinoff. You know, it's a novelty item, and just like you just said, it's a great place to introduce some new products and see how it does in the with the population that comes to the fair.
Now, I know here in Minnesota, the Minnesota State Fair is a big deal. It sounds like the same is true in New York.
Very the same. You know, I think you guys have a lot of things on sticks.
We do. we're on sticks. You're in donuts.
Yeah, exactly. Our fair does, the New York State Fair doesn't, I don't think, gets as many crazy items introduced as other fairs down south and in the Midwest. So, I thought it was a good spinoff, and it makes the fair a little bit more fun. And
clearly you're working on that.
The woman that I deal with at the New York State Fair that takes care of contracts, and she kind of chuckled at first, and I said, well, it's going to provide some smiles and make people questions and stuff, and I think that's a good thing,
Now, you said you've been at the New York State Fair for quite a while as a food vendor, and what have you done in the past, Jeff?
I typically sell Italian sausage.
So
we've been dealing with the same sausage company for about 25 years, and we've been on the same location at the State Fair for that time, and we promote and sell that sausage happily.
Now, do you do other events as well? Do you do, like, county fairs and that type of thing, too?
I do. We work festivals and fairs, New York, New England, and we go down to North Carolina for just one event.
Now, will this be, as far as with you anyway, would this be the debut of, are you calling it the Big Kahuna Burger or the donut? What's the name of it? What's the real name?
It's the Big Kahuna Donut Burger.
Big Kahuna Donut. Is this the debut, or have you test marketed it yet?
I have not test marketed. We've been making them for ourselves, but I will be doing it the 2 weeks prior to the New York State Fair at the Erie County Fair, which is another fair. It's in Buffalo, New York. And it's roughly the same size as the New York State Fair.
Really?
So we'll be there for 12 days prior to going to the New York State Fair, which will be 12 days as well.
Wow, that's a big county fair. Now, I read someplace when I first heard about that this thing has like 1,500 calories in it. I mean, I think state fair food is well known for not necessarily being good for you, but this is taking it to a whole nother level, isn't it?
Well, I'm not sure on the calorie count. Somebody wrote that. I did see that somebody did write that. I'm not sure where they come up with that number. They could be accurate. I'm not sure. Yeah. I won't make any claims that it's healthy by any means. But I figured people are going to the fair for one day usually, and they're not really calorie counting. I think they're more interested in enjoying, making their taste buds go crazy for the day.
Absolutely. If you go to the fair with a calorie counter, you're in the wrong spot. Well, the other thing we were saying, though, it's a pretty good deal, is that you can kind of combine lunch and breakfast all in one meal.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of it's a glazed donut, but do you have somebody special making these donuts for you for the state fair?
I do. I have a local bakery in Syracuse, New York, that's been baking me my sub rolls for many years for one of my stands, and he's a traditionally a pastry and donut baker, and he makes a really great glazed donut. So it's a little bigger than normal, like Krispy Kreme donut or something equivalent to that. So it works real well as a bun, and it's it's got the sugary glaze, and the donut itself works great as a bun. And I tell you what, the people that have tried it, that the people that work with me and people we've let try it, just testing it, it's tastes good.
Do you have any idea of how many donuts you're going to? Do you have any idea how many of these things you're going to sell? So how many donuts you have to order?
I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue. I know it's I know when it was debuted at the New England State Fair, I know the people that did it there did quite well with it. Those numbers aren't I'm not privileged to those numbers, but I know they were very happy with it and they're doing it again. So.
One last question, Jeff, before I let you go. So if I order a Big Kahuna Donut Burger and put cheese and onions and put everything on it, what's that going to cost me?
With everything, it's going to be $6, and
$6.
That includes bacon.
That's not bad.
No, I don't think it's that bad.
As fair food goes,
it's more expensive down south.
Ah, probably. They like their donuts.
Maybe he'll ship you one, Bob.
Yeah. Can they be shipped?
Sure. Wow, I don't know if it'll be that good. You might just want to go pick up some glazed donuts at your local baker and start making it at home.
Doing it on our own. Either that or make the trip to the New York State Fair just to try one out.
Yep, you're more than welcome to. I know your state fair runs the same date, so.
I think it does. We've been visiting with Jeff Brick. He's the owner of Big Kahuna Foods out in New York and going to be debuting the Big Kahuna Donut Burger at the New York State Fair in just a few weeks. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. It was fun to talk to you.